It's not too late to investigate.
Dozens of people in Portland this morning to present a letter to Senator Susan Collins asking her not to vote to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. That's until sexual assault allegations against him are investigated. Lucy Sullivan in Portland says Collins' reluctance to take a stand on Kavanaugh is part of a disturbing pattern of behavior since Donald Trump was elected in 2016.
I think it has soured me on her a little that I don't see her actually opposing his behavior or his appointees in any meaningful way. It's one thing to be appalled at his tweets, but what are you doing about his appointees? What are you doing about his policies? So yeah, since 2016, certainly things have changed.
The letter was written on a large poster board and signed by Maine survivors of sexual assault and their supporters. It was presented to a member of Collins' staff at her office in downtown Portland. The protest was organized by the protest was organized by Mainers for Accountable Leadership and the National Women's Group Ultraviolet Action. It's part of an ongoing campaign to pressure Collins to vote against Kavanaugh, who's now been accused, as we've heard, of sexual assault by two women. Also today, dozens of protesters also arrested outside Collins' office in Washington, D.C.